Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Rob's in Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
Hey, I'm still punch drunk in love with the New England Patriots win. Can you pour me another Sam Adams Boston Lager?
Can we get him a little lager, Sammy? Check out.
Hey, thanks. I wanted to ask you, a guy I know, he's named John O. He's Irish and drinks a lot.
Right.
He wants to bet a case of the Boston Lager on next year on the Patriots to win the seventh Super Bowl, or I can have any of the other 31 other NFL teams to win. With Brian Flores leaving and the uncertainty with Gronk, I'm uncertain which way to go with that wager, and just wondering what you would do, and if we win, we'll have 12 beers apiece together.
Well, I don't think that I worry too much about, I'll be honest, Brian Flores. Or any of them. I think Flores did a good job. I think McDaniels has always done a good job. You know, I've seen a lot of coaches there do good jobs. I think it goes with the territory. I think that they have a great system, a great organization, you know, great franchise, great owner, great head coach, great quarterback, and players that do their jobs. I still feel it's a tough bet to bet against them at this point. I mean, bottom line is they just won their sixth Super Bowl. There's no one better than them. Everybody keeps talking about how all these teams are better than them. You know, the Rams are better than them. How does my ass sound? They just beat their ass. I mean, they scored 3 points in the Super Bowl. They're better than them in some fantasy land or some fantasy world or some bizarre, you know, nightmare you're having. But they're not better than the Patriots. Second of all, who else do they try to sell me? The Saints are better than the Patriots. Please. Stop. Just stop with that nonsense. Who else, Carver High, do they try to throw at me that are better than the Patriots? The Chiefs are better than the
Chiefs are better.
Yeah, the Chiefs are better. That went really well at Arrowhead in the AFC title game, didn't it?
I saw a prediction for next year today that said that the Texans will make the Super Bowl next year. So put it actually in the stack tonight towards the back. You'll see somebody made 10 bold predictions, and they had the Texans making the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. Here we go, the 10 bolt.
I think it's number one on the 10 volt.
What
projection.
The hell? What the Pharrell? the Texans.
That they would sign Le'Veon Bell and make the Super Bowl.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Here they are. The Jaguars will acquire Nick Foles and still miss the playoffs. The Texans will sign Bell and to a deal that will eclipse Todd Gurley's. Do you think he'll perform like Todd Gurley did in the playoffs, which was nothing? You know, remember Le'Veon Bell, big games. Remember in, what was it, Denver? He didn't play. Big games, he doesn't play. Antonio Brown will lead the league in receptions with the Niners. Russell Wilson becomes the highest paid player in the NFL until the next guy makes more than him a week later. The NFL establishes a video system that pertains to penalties. Good one. Where'd you come up with that? The Browns will win the AFC North. And, here we go. Oh, here's one from a year ago. Someone predicted that Andrew Luck would play all 16 games for the Colts. He did, didn't he? The other new playoff teams would be the Vikings, Titans, and Niners. Oh, my God. They just constantly try to sell me this 49er Kool-Aid. You know what? I'm the guy that drives down the street, and the little girls are selling the lemonade, and I just keep going. You know what I mean? And then if my daughter's selling lemonade and she said, Dad, will you get the lemonade? I go, here's $50. Stay out of my way. Just clean it up when it's over. I don't want your lemonade. Here's $50. Go. That's what Chop's plan is all along, Mafia. You know it's true. She doesn't care about giving me the lemonade. She knows that I'm going to grease her some cash if she just mentions that she's got a lemonade stand. I'm not buying the 49ers or doing anything at all. That's all I ever hear is the 49ers are, please, they're so awful. Even if he's playing, they're awful. That's what I say. So remember I said it. four quarterbacks get drafted in the first round. Haskins, Murray, Locke, and Duke's Daniel Jones. And that none of the top three teams are in desperate need of a quarterback. So, like, Giants, Dolphins, Broncos, Washington might end up dealing extra picks to move up to get ahead of each other and snag the guy they like. There'll be no formal talks about an extension to the collective bargaining agreement. Why would they? The Saints will beat the Texans in the Super Bowl. Please. Please. I'm going to vomit. The Saints and Texans in the Super Bowl. I have heard it all. God, I'm going to start drinking again. Honestly. Where do they come up with this stuff? I even know that guy. I worked with him before. He's drunk. Honestly. Dan, you need to have a sandwich. Go on vacation or something. Stop writing all your predictions. They're terrible. Honestly, please. Are you kidding me? Now, I did say one thing, that there is a decent bet in that, you know, remember I was doing the odds the other night about who could make it to the Super Bowl? I think the Saints have a shot, right? Because now this other Texans thing, that's not happening. I mean, can you imagine them going to Foxborough and playing for a title? It's not happening. They'll lose by 20. Here's the deal. I think the Saints, with all the bad luck, I said this last night, with all their bad luck, remember the Diggs play, and now the ref screwing them, there's just something in the water, something in the jambalaya that tells me they're going to finally get their way next year. That's kind of right now. If I were to guess, if I were to say one team would have a legitimate shot at beating, like, let's say the Rams were to, you know, they won the NFC, right? I think the Saints have a shot, and their price is pretty good, too, right? I mean, wasn't the price pretty nice, delicious? I mean, no one thinks they're going to do it. I actually think they have a shot at it. I'm sick of hearing about the Vikings and the 49ers. Just stop with all that idiocy. It's not happening.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.